Welcome to everyone who is listening to this presentation on power tapping. What you will learn is potentially life-changing. My name is Robert Rudlick. I am not a licensed psychologist or a physician. I claim no medical authority or expertise. My advice is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or condition. Anyone seeking health or medical advice is strongly advised to consult a qualified professional. All information provided is for educational purposes only. Are you falling short of your potential? Do you struggle to stay emotionally composed in adverse situations? Many assume that people who are successful are either gifted, smart, or lucky. In sports, peak performers are talented. They put in the hard work necessary to develop the talent, but it's important to note that their success is just as much mental as it is physical. Great athletes often say it's the mental game that separates them from the rest. We've all seen great athletes choke and may have even experienced those moments ourselves. The ability to perform consistently is often determined by how composed you are on a moment-to-moment basis. The same can be said for business professionals. Therefore, if you can master your emotions, you'll have the power to turn your dreams into reality. Peak performers have mastered the skills necessary to consistently do well even in high-stress situations. They have put an emotional toolkit together that they use to stay emotionally composed. They incorporate visualization, affirmations, meditation, exercise, yoga, and other tools to prepare themselves to perform well in our fast-paced and often unpredictable world. And just like athletes, anyone who puts in the time to master their emotions are often the people we see at the top of their field. A legendary golfer once said, "The more I practice, the luckier I get." What's needed, though, is a versatile emotional toolkit. These tools need to work quickly, and you need to be able to use them anywhere, anytime, and feel confident about their results. Power tapping is that tool. I will teach you how to use power tapping in different situations and talk about the need to adjust your attitude to utilize the tools you have to bring more peace and happiness into your life. I'm also going to teach you the Peak Performance Power Tapping Protocol that I have developed over years of working with professional athletes and top business performers. It incorporates many of the tools found in most successful athletes' toolkits. Often, when I first start working with someone, it's like they've already given up. They don't believe that they can really have the things that they want to have, and so they start lowering their expectations instead of raising their expectations and dreaming again. One of the things that I found when I first started using power tapping is that I was undermining my success. I was sabotaging a lot of the efforts that I made throughout the day, and it was because of past failures, because beliefs that I had from when I was a kid, none of which were real in the moment. A lot of it was about fear. I was afraid. I was afraid of being embarrassed. I was afraid of losing. I was afraid of people not liking me. You know, and there's a whole multitude of reasons why people don't live up to their expectations and why they don't perform at their best. What I found when I first started tapping was that I could actually have the power to change some of those things. The more that I tapped, the more I realized and became more confident about the fact that I can change anything. This is what really excited me, and in fact, that's the title of my book, Anything is Possible, The Art and Science of Tapping into Your Power. We have unlimited power. It's all based upon our attitude, though. And if you believe you can't do something, you're right, you can't. But if you believe you can do something, you're right, you can. And it's really left up to you as to which you choose to believe in. Do you believe you can, or do you believe you can't? Often, this is a learned behavior stemming from childhood. I think parents, just in trying to protect their children from having unrealistic expectations, do their children a lot of damage. I'll give you an example. I've got a client. He was telling me that his parents used to tell him that he's a follower and he'll never be a leader. And I asked him, why did they say that? And he said, well, because, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted people to like me. So I was always doing the things that other people were doing. And I never really wanted to step out and be my own person because I didn't want to face the ridicule. I didn't want to embarrass myself. And I wanted to have friends. So I just went along with the crowd, and that used to anger his father a lot. As he went through life, you know, he started to gain confidence in himself. He started to take more action for himself. But his dad, throughout his life, continually used that to beat him up with. So finally, he left home. He left home when he was 18 years old and just said, I've had enough. I'm out of here. And he left. He went on to start his own computer company. One of the things his dad used to always be on him about was the fact that he was into music and he was into computers, and his dad didn't see that as being anything constructive, just basically wasting time. Well, he went on to start his own computer company, and he's doing very well now, and he is a leader, and he also has friends
and people who love and respect him.
At some point in time, every person needs to step away from being a child and become an adult. When they do that, that transition from being a child to an adult is when all of their fears come up, when all of that past conditioning starts coming up. That's also where most people fail. They turn and go back to what they know because they don't have the tools. They don't have the emotional skills. They don't have the attitude necessary to be successful in making that transition. There's a specific attitude that I believe everyone needs to have in order to be successful. And when I say successful, I'm talking about being happy, being healthy, being financially successful, having friends, liking yourself. These are all things that are based upon your performances in life. And if you can't overcome your fears, if you can't change your attitude towards things, such as obesity is a huge problem in this country. Think about this. 42% of people in this country are obese. And yet, when I talk to people about losing weight, they're offended that I would think that they would need to lose weight, even though they're sitting there 85 to 150 pounds overweight, hating themselves for it. They are completely unwilling or unable to make the changes necessary to have the life that they really want. Because when I start to engage them in conversation, they're the ones who tell me exactly what they want. And then when I start to challenge them and say, great, let's start making a plan, the first thing that comes up is a whole list of reasons why they can't. And this is where power tapping is going to give them the tools necessary to eliminate those beliefs that have held them back and detach the feeling of failure, the feeling of disappointment, the feeling of sadness, the low self-esteem. Eliminate that and start to implant a new attitude towards life. This attitude is really, it's a moment-to-moment attitude towards everything they do. And what we're talking about, once again, is their performance on a moment-to-moment basis. I mean, when a professional athlete, or a high school athlete, or an Olympic athlete, or a weekend warrior goes out to play their sport, they do so to play it well, to have fun, and also to get better. When they find themselves in a situation where they're confronted with a fear or a concern or a worry, oftentimes they don't have the emotional composure or the attitude necessary to overcome it. And so they start to make excuses for it. It was very interesting. I had a gentleman just recently. He was a baseball pitcher, had a very difficult time throwing his curveball. For whatever reason, he could not throw his curveball for strikes. He called me up, and we had worked on some things in the past. He said, Robert, I've been pitching really well until about a month ago, and for whatever reason, I lost complete confidence in my curveball. Whenever the catcher calls for me to throw that ball, I immediately tighten up, and I don't know why. And so we started applying the power tapping, and within 3 minutes, he said to me, wait a minute, I know what it is. I threw curveballs in one game, and these guys were sitting on it, and they hit 3 home runs off of me. So I thought something was wrong with my curveball. And in essence, what I realized is that, no, they were sitting on my curveball because they couldn't hit any of my other pitches. In fact, I had a lot of strikeouts that game. They would rather strike out than miss one of those curveballs. And when I threw the curveball, they jumped on it and they hit 3 home runs off of me. I actually lost that game as well. And so that made a huge impact on me. I never realized it. So what we did is we used the power tapping to tap out the fear of throwing the curveball and tap back in the fact that he's got a great curveball. And here's the thing, and this is with everyone. We've all done it perfectly before, which means that we can do it. It's all mental why we aren't doing it. And that's where power tapping can change that. We can get rid of the concern, the worry, the past experiences that cause us to tense up and not perform at our best.
And this is how the subconscious mind works. The subconscious mind takes in as fact everything you tell it. Oh, I can't throw that curveball. Oh my God, they're hitting my curveball. I lost my curveball. Or I can't approach that woman that I want to go talk to because you know what? Last time I approached a woman like that, she shot me down and I'm unwilling to feel that kind of rejection ever again. Or I'm afraid to go talk to my boss about my raise because last time I did that, all of a sudden my employee evaluation started coming up and I don't want to open up that door, so I don't even want to try. And because of those fears, these people are not living their life to their fullest and they're not as happy as they could be. What if I could give you a tool, a magic key, that if you stuck the key into the keyhole and turned it, it would unlock all of the confidence that you would need to perform at your best. When you tap on a daily basis, you'll start to unlock and eliminate the blocks that keep you from performing at your best. And let me go back for one moment about the subconscious mind. It takes in as fact everything you tell it. It has no judgment. It has no ego. It just simply is a recording device that once it has recorded something, that's how we're going to behave in the future. Every time you tell yourself that you can't do something, you strengthen that belief. Every time you tell yourself you can't do something, you reinforce that belief by a factor of 10. So it becomes this cycle of negativity that becomes harder and harder and harder to get out of. And that's why when some people get to the point where they're even fearful of thinking about changing because they just think it's so ridiculous and it scares the heck out of them to think that they could change because then what? They built up a whole life story about why they can't do this and why they can't do that and why they can't be the person that they've always wanted to be. What power tapping does, it disassociates the emotion that you felt from the incident that took place. So when I went and spoke to the boss about getting the raise and all of a sudden he started getting down on me about my work performance, I was embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I felt rejected. What power tapping does is that when you take and think of that situation while you're tapping, you start to lower the emotional response to that incident. And as you do so, you start to recognize that, wait a minute, he wasn't right about this and he wasn't right about that, but he was right about these things. I can make these changes and I can do that quickly. And then I can go back and ask for my raise because then I will have made the changes necessary to have what I want. That's what the tapping does. It gives you the ability to release the emotion from the incident and then change what you believe about that incident. So just as when you tell yourself, I can't do something, or I've lost my curveball, or whatever the case may be, you can also put into the subconscious mind new beliefs, new thoughts that will create new behaviors for you, such as, my boss respects the fact that I make changes quickly, and he can count on me to always do a good job. It's called tapping in a new belief. When you're tapping around the right ear, you're stimulating the release of an amino acid called glutamate, which is present whenever we're learning or in a state of realization. You can actually amplify that imprinting into the subconscious mind of the powerful positive messages that you're giving yourself so that it becomes automatic behavior. This is not going to be something that you're going to have to do each and every time you want to go and approach the boss or you want to meet a certain person or ask a woman out for a date or a man out for a date. You wake up in the morning and you just are that person. This is the fantastic thing about power tapping versus all of the other things that are out there right now. Wouldn't it be great if you do the work is done, and you never have to do it again? You have simply changed how you behave forever. Now, not all problems are that simple, and there are aspects to every problem, multiple aspects. A key component to the power tapping attitude is never, ever let a moment go by where you had a negative thought or when you didn't perform at your best without tapping it out. Never let that go by. You can always ask yourself, why? Why didn't I give my best effort there? The reason will come to mind and you simply tap it out. And then you tap back in something along the lines of, from this moment on, I will always challenge myself to do better. Or I will always take the opportunity to approach the woman that I want to meet or the man that I want to meet and say hi. So really the power tapping attitude is looking at your life on a moment-to-moment basis and self-correcting the direction that you're going in and the effort that you're giving. using power tapping to get rid of the negative and then tapping in to enhance or to replace with a positive so that you start to behave in a different way the next time that stimulus takes place. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is a sincere desire to change. Now, that's easier said than done, because when you're a victim and you see life as coming down on you, it's hard to get out of that mindset. But if you challenge yourself and tap 30 minutes a day, it can be 10 minutes here or 10 minutes there, but 30 minutes a day, every day for a week, you'll see changes in yourself that will be so motivating, you'll just want to keep going. How people finally get to that place where they want to change is multifaceted. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be a situation that they've come up against where they're finally so sick and tired of having the same result. And they see others achieving, they see others happy, they see others not having the same things happening to them. They finally go to that uncomfortable place and say, I need help. For some, it's an instant choice. For others, because they're surrounded by other negative people who are victims themselves, it's very difficult. But again, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is a sincere desire to change. So challenge yourself. Tap 30 minutes a day for 1 week, and you'll be really excited with your results. In my practice, as a sports therapist, people come in because they're injured. They're in pain, and they're also frustrated because they can't get back to what they were doing fast enough. I tell them, your attitude, your negativity, is actually increasing the amount of pain and decreasing your body's ability to recover. It suppresses your immune system. There's a tremendous body of science that shows this to be true. If you don't change your attitude right now, nothing is going to change for you in the future. That's when I start to get the fight back, and that's where I start to have them tap. Even when somebody's in pain, getting better is a performance. They have to perform in order to get better. They have to put in the work, and in order to do so, they have to have the right attitude. Just simply tap in that moment when you're frustrated or angry. What'll happen is that as your emotions come down, which is a natural benefit of the tapping, is that your emotional state comes down, your stress levels fall. Your brain will start to click back on, and you'll start to recognize that, wait a minute, help is all around me. And all I need to do is say yes to it, and I can start changing my life quickly. Once you do that and use power tapping and the tools that I've already taught you, you'll see changes happen so quickly that everyone around you are going to be cheering for you. That gives you the confidence and the courage to continue to challenge all of those beliefs that you have on a day-to-day or even a moment-to-moment basis that cause you to fail. I still tap at least a half a dozen times a day. I'll give you an example. Sometimes I'm driving down the road and somebody cuts me off. I immediately get angry, but this is not how I want to feel. That's not how I want to respond. I could do something stupid. I'll do a quick round of tapping, which takes about 30 seconds, and all of a sudden I'll feel the emotions drop down. I won't be as angry. I will have changed how I respond to that, and I will move on. We are constantly being triggered, and for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you're always going to react, but it's how you react. That's the performance. That's the self-correcting attitude on a moment-to-moment basis. If you respond in a way that is not becoming of who you want to be or who you are, tap it out and tap in how you want to respond to that specific situation and that specific stimulus, and then move on. Because remember, this becomes automatic behavior. So the next time that happens, you won't respond to it in the same way. There's an aggregate behavioral change that takes place over time. When I first started tapping, I was tapping all day long because I had so many negative thoughts. It was just one after another, and I just kept catching myself and catching myself and catching myself. And then after a couple of months of doing this, all of a sudden I realized that, you know what, I wasn't even tapping very much anymore. And I hit a lull where I wasn't tapping, and I actually got a little concerned about it because I thought I was forgetting about using it, and really what happened was I just became a lot happier. And then other things started happening, other stimuluses started taking place, and I had more things to work on. And here's the thing, there's always stuff to work on. For the first 6 years of our lives, our subconscious mind took in everything as fact. There's no filters. So as we go through our life and we're stimulated in different ways, we see new responses and we see new behaviors and we see things that we didn't see before, and it gives us an opportunity to self-correct and build a better person. When I talk about building a better person, it's not just for you either. That's for those around you. When people see, just like you're talking about, you know, seeing the people who are composed, when people see that, it gives them hope that they can be that same way. Sometimes, in order to be able to tap in the moment, you have to be able to tap in front of others and tap in public. So you need to address any embarrassment that you might feel about tapping in public or tapping around others. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is a sincere desire to change. It's important to tap in a sincere desire to tap out every single negative belief and negative thought that you have, and if you can, in the moment. But you need to tap that in so that whenever you have those thoughts, the first thing you think about is get rid of it. It needs to become an automatic behavior. Another really important belief to tap in is, I love tapping in the morning and I love finishing up my day tapping in the evening before bed. It makes my life so much easier. And then start doing it. You have to take action in order to create habits. Otherwise, you're just wishing. Continue tapping this in until it does become a habit. It won't take long, and it will pay huge dividends in your life. Let me give you an example of how I start my day. I wake up and I review what's coming up for the day, who I'm going to be meeting, what I'm going to be doing, and the things that I'm concerned about, I tap on it. And I set up every single day like that. Then, just before I go to sleep, I tap in my sense of appreciation for all the good things that happened during the day. And I tap out any negative thoughts or anything that happened that didn't go as well as I had wanted. And also, anything that's coming up tomorrow that I'm concerned about so that I can get a good night's sleep. Next, I want to talk about why people fail even at the smallest tasks. People fail because fear freezes them. Fear causes their brains to shut down. And when their brain shuts down, they can't strategize, they can't think clearly, they can't problem solve. It's a counterbalance scale. When your emotions are too high, your brain shuts down. It's unable to cross-reference information from the right hemisphere to the left hemisphere, so it makes it almost impossible for you to problem solve. What the power tapping does is that it lowers the emotion and it raises the ability for the brain to function again. So it's important that on a moment-to-moment basis, you keep your emotions down and you keep your brain functioning so that you can perform at your best. Power tapping is a practice. It's like exercise. We exercise to keep our body fit. We use power tapping to keep our mind and our emotional body fit. When you tap on a trigger, what you're doing is you're literally eliminating that trigger so that the next time you come up into a situation, you won't respond to that situation like you did the last time because you tapped it out. You got rid of the trigger. You changed the response to that stimulus. And so therefore, you literally eliminated the trigger and changed your response to the stimulus. You can have different stimuluses that look very similar and you can just tap them out. When you're in a relationship, everyone knows how to push each other's buttons. Wouldn't it be great if you took the time to get rid of the button that your partner pushes that causes you to respond in a way that just is not you? It makes you angry that you respond like that, but it's automatic because they know how to hit your hot buttons. What I teach people to do is get rid of those hot buttons. When you get into a fight or when you get into an argument, tap out your response. Tap out why you responded in that way. Tap it out. And then tap in how you want to respond in the future. Let me give you an example. I had a client who used to fight with his wife all the time. Whenever he got home, she would ask him how his day was, and all he wanted to do is sit there and have a glass of wine and chill out for 20 minutes. So they would get into a big fight. So I told him to start tapping before he got home, that he would be calm when his wife wanted to talk, and that he would simply ask her for 10 minutes of no talk time, and then we can have a conversation about the day. The first few times he did it, he didn't quite get the response he was hoping for. But after a short time, it just became a non-issue. This is a good example of what's called situational power tapping. And finally, I want to introduce you to my peak performance power tapping protocol. I've developed this over the years while working with professional athletes. But this technique is not limited to just professional athletes. This technique can be used by anyone in high stress situations to perform their best. Take public speaking, for instance. Let's say you have a big presentation and you're not a really great public speaker, or you're scared to death of public speaking. This is how you would approach this. Ask yourself what it is that I'm so afraid of, what it is that I'm afraid might happen, and write those things down. Rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Pick the one that is the most intense and start doing the tapping. And you start with the karate chop point. Even though I'm scared to death of making this presentation in front of all my bosses, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of making a mistake and embarrassing myself in front of my peers, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of making a mistake or doing a bad job and having my bosses question whether I really should be in this position or not, possibly losing my job, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm doing the best that I can. And then you continue to do the tapping points and just point out some of the specific things that you're worried about. Embarrassing yourself, making mistakes, looking bad to your peers, possibly getting fired. All of these things you want to start to tap out. Once you've done that, then I want you to tap in exactly how you want the situation to turn out. Once you've thought about exactly how you want the situation to turn out, I want you to stop and I want you to visualize the presentation. Once you visualize the presentation, I want you to go back and at any specific point within that visualization that you felt hesitant, that you felt a lack of confidence, that you made a mistake, I want you to go back and I want you to think about each specific thing and I want you to tap it out. Take 30 seconds and tap it out. Then you revisualize that one aspect of the presentation and again, until you get that right, you tap out each and every reason why you didn't. I made the mistake because I was afraid. I made the mistake because Mr. So-and-so is there and he was watching me. I made the mistake because I felt unprepared. Whatever the case may be, you tap that out until you can visualize yourself doing that aspect of the presentation exactly the way you want to. I want you to do that all throughout the whole presentation. Anytime you feel even a slight bit of stress, you stop and tap it out. Remember, when you're visualizing, your brain has the same reaction as if you're actually doing it. So if you prep yourself now, and even on the small stuff, when you get into the situation, you'll perform better because you'll be more emotionally composed. When you're all finished, I want you to visualize the whole presentation once again. And as long as you feel calm, confident, and composed, I want you to tap that in. I want you to tap in the feeling of what it's like to do a really powerful, well-done presentation. Tap that in around your right ear. And then at the very end, I want you to make a little fist, give yourself a little fist pump and go, yes, yes, I can do this. This is just an example of how to apply the Peak Performance Power Tapping Protocol to a situation. You can apply this to any situation that you're preparing for. The first time I used this, I was preparing a professional race car driver for qualifying. When I was working on him, I started taking him through the visualization process while I was tapping. And I had him visualize him running the course. He ran the course around once. Then I said, now I want you to take me turn by turn and tell me what it is that you're concerned about in each turn. As he went through the course, he slowed everything down and told me I needed to brake here, I needed to accelerate there, I needed to be in the right-hand lane here. And as he went through the whole course, anytime he felt a little bit of tension, I had him stop, we tapped it out, and then tapped back in how I want to approach that turn, and then went on. After we finished, I had him run the qualifying round again, this time 10% faster. So there was pressure. First thing he says, I can't go any faster. I said, run it 10% faster. And when he did that, he found himself making a couple of mistakes, but not as many as he thought. We tapped out those mistakes and tapped in exactly what he would do running 10% faster. And then I said, I want you to run it 10% faster. He looked up at me and said, Robert, I can't go any faster. I'll crash. And I said, just try it. So he did. And there was only two mistakes that he made. When we finished, I said, now what I want you to do is to run the race again at normal speed. And after he got finished, he sat up and he said, Robert, I was so comfortable and I was so confident, I didn't feel any tension whatsoever. He went out and qualified third, and only the two fastest cars in the field beat him. When he came back in, he was all smiles. He said, Robert, can we do this tomorrow? And I said, you're going to run that track exactly the way you did just now, comfortably, confidently, and with composure, because that's how this process works. And he did, and they actually went out and had a fantastic race the next day, and they won their class. The peak performance tapping protocol is the perfect solution for how to prepare for any situation that you're going to be in life. Now that you know what to do, the power to change anything you desire to change is at your fingertips. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is your sincere desire to change. So now it's up to you to commit and take action. If you'd like more information or support on how to use power tapping more effectively in all aspects of your life, contact us about our mentoring program. This is a great way for you to get weekly support, ask questions, get answers, and also hear from others about how they're doing on their quest to get healthy and happy. If you'd like one-on-one coaching with me by phone, call 1-800-438-1593 and ask us about my phone coaching sessions. Or go to powertapping.com. Remember, tap every day, be courageous, and make it happen.